turanga na marama garabona wane lewa ena bono likungo New Zealand ipo kawusimi ena ba city lebungo Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 27.2 FM obo kambule tu weekend na turanga marama garabona wane lewa ena sana tini kabani nondo bandua kena samba ipo kaitu kutuku ena bono likungo Wellington nimbula minaka sabo kambule tu gani ena the tale ena the nimbula ena the ninganga ni wane turanga uchi su Kristo kaunita kana bose ni kalou ena na rwanda ni kuwa ena beba ungeti ena betumbiri kime ikenda ena singa nindai ndaki nimbula ni tabutu ndaki nimbula ni tao ndati kumule vale senda baro mtu mwe mwono ni thalaka senda baro mtu mwe naloma ni motuka mwono dha mga baro mwoki na mataka ni singa nindai sana ungitabi mwubi ikinda wakitu kime ikenda ena mataka ni singa nikuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 27.2 FM ena singa mina anikuwa au nitaka nina kauti kendaru na kalokini ndo tani na lebolo ni vingarami ena singa nindai lako tumbeka mai New Zealand wa angito sima ngande sima idhagadhaka sima ivuli sima sama ilioni wuno tunde tu ena wuno ongo New Zealand kapaka itukutuka na wuno wali mungo o Wellington au sama kambule tuka ni weekenda ena singa mina anikuwa sana raba raba kwa lako maikine ena singa mina anikuwa amba mai la umbeka la kaundrobe mbua suma dhuata mai mba matakira o kadabu la maibiti tailevu marewa serua unamosi sende ula labi unanonga matakira musa ya sana labu kala umbekina au sama umbule tugani ya nasiru mila nikuwa na yaga tali ni wani turang kwa Jesus Kristo
amen ni vasosa wana turang na sige mila kanikuwa praise the Lord the check mana maibiti nga salivu amen. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page. And we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Foreshores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting one Watu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva, and in the afternoon we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can talanga na lele sungsugalotu, kemani vakarovitu magmana nomani worship centers, so we can lotu chikuma matapo vale, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We nakwale talanga somalua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just been issued during the item. And Talanga Se Rasse, and I believe the Rasse family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the Melody Kirana for sure, but it is so big. And the Kokenda Simberi vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the Lilotikina, Vina Katikina, Namenda vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa we makambula weekend. So we can sell ni loniloti, loniloti weekend. Mrs. Yep. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand ni loniloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri nikua to save you. Nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship.
worship God with us here at the First Shore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the First Shore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the First Shore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, we are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can go No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dambe tikana bivale nimbula to bimate sakame ko ko buni wae sa sangani rawa. So we can just like nimbula, you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer requests every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless you. We want to thank you for being here. Kako ni kubaka tara na mati ko chikongo reviko me me kote lebe na nomo bula ni bangbota maro taka na nomo kalo maro taka na nomo turang wakara ito na maro. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Pekita pagitiko wikanda na turanga na marama thorobo nungu nelewa nesana tinikabani nondo banua. and the sir to my television my kandabu atu my viti atu lau bigum do my lawi zaka do malombula na bale buna sema to my kum do my namukai lau my kambara my mode my komo my odoniata my boto my ono lau fulanga bata ki onge nimbula binaka my lakemba my dia buna mbula mango katfana tu da nimbula binaka na sema ta kanisi ngani dai my na asa samwala my tutoya bata laki na my nugu eno ni basu namuka my matuku nimbula binaka bata laki na my mwala nimbula binaka sen ni ngeda my buno batu bata laki na my kandabu my zake ono kotu so busar gira nimbula binaka atu so mbalabu nimbula binaka kemendo my na soso my na viti kemata laki na kemendo my lombi my waya darongo da tukuna tukuni alo nikua da baga vini binaka tukubana turanga hena singa binaka nikua we were just claiming that the asawa will become a region darongo da nikua na tukuni alo my ingaswe na na kaya tusa na katiko Amen. In the Tusanaka, the things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
In the Kago Tusan and Dona Singa Tombole my vehicle. We walk by faith, not by sight. Well, Mulatal, the weekend on Turanga Maramada, Visa, we stay Senitolo on your visa, we lord it over your visa, Nimbulaminaga in the Shamatumai, Sangamula, we came in Rada Matevalu, Delena Mua, my Delena Maka, my way up, my Lotoka, Vature Kukamai. Basa nimbula binaka ve kemba kele ni matevalu nimbula binaka ve kemundo na vendel ni nuku mai senai nimbula binaka mai siria ina vendela na nimbula binaka ena singa binani kwa nero itabi me garobo mbula tiku bikenda ena singa binani kwa sita la ngule labi bikenda na leo ibiti ni la kwangi to bala laka wangande ba kabuli se kemuni sa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ye bulo ni tiku kina kemu sa ba mbula tiku ina foswa totoka tulan raki tobosu wa wagalindi marabu lalo itu na Sasolami, Wangana Katana and Basical Mai, Ombega Viriawa, Watanaki, and Henu de Tambongo, and my ass. Mataganis can deny the Bolivina Bolivana, was so Matabuana Turana, Kavi Kaya Toresa, the woman to another Langa free, Kogarela to the Matalisina, second show me. Emeni, iko somo na liwaliwa, iko somo na wai, iko na kalowe, somo na katumai. Auza mailo malangi kina matanisinga. Merliwi saume, nangawla ni yata mabata kinoa. Kina zangi rao linguwa, usomo lima linguwa talingua. Senga magandua ni bau stail, na zangi sulia na kalowe, na singwe na nganikua. Kabi kenda ni voltamu, ena mazi una kena wase, tini gandua, ruso ulgo walu, ruso ulgo liwa, kina tolso ulu. Ndula kwa maibia, kwa mdu magandua sa, wala ni dolata, wala ni dolata, wala ni dolata. Eso sa, wala ni dolata. Sandreke, Susandreke, Reke Sahara, Susahara Sabu, they can't go to Sudan, baby. Come on to me. All of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Come on, don't maybe I'll give you to Bandosa, all the new lottery is all the baby. How the fuck we can do? Hallelujah. Doctor, we can do to become known and we were. Amen. Ni sarara na nungu ibu angai mamanda na nungu idol dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano beisureti uosi bindondoa. Ke tutu na beisureti. Ngo indo na beisureti uosi bindondoa. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wal tamuri sambula bosan di kalau kau kau kangat sara kemudungan ini selwa umbatirua meswaka kawasia meswaka kawasia kembali ezru mangai baga takila meswaka gay wasia ezru mangai baga takila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
mena hal talangan aku nama mena nanduri matai kuaya kendera rere bi kuaya kasih talangan itu nak kendera rebuni tagarawa Kembali matangani sikanindai. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental. The answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vaga unge titiko na beisongo songolotu wa Kristo. Yandu na kamusi teutiko na lotu wa Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
kembaleni bishule tetuko na kalo dola ko mai mai tova ko mai mai ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba ko eta putu dia ko enda mdebwa ka ko lame lo tova ko mai ni lo tova ko mai ko baga ndo na e ona ni zolata na izolo mbibi kalim me kada timu kalim na lube mu ndo mosu beiko ndo mole ka biko ngai na numa tiko kali tiko na kalo se kali tiko se kali tiko e kali tiko ko ya hen mataka ni sigani ko menda lo mai biko ya hen mataka ni sigani na ndama ingara biko ya baga ya lo ko mai dina ka uta mai na numa ndo izolo zola kele na kani volta mu ni sando na numi kenda na kalo ni sigani ngani ko ni ko mbere ni bimbi mai bale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us we even try to reach the top, and God knows every problem that we are going through, and that's why he said come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say, it's easy for us to talk about it, it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you, so whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Sit down. His spoke to the wind, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Sabe que anda barrongo tu comunicua, dona camayado, e me tuba cando talikina na nomambula. Sona kai kuna kita, sona kai wakatalaka.
Yo.
Sona kai kwa kami kwa sandi turumbia kaniado, e saiado. E ni kwa me rongo tu kuna domini kalawiko, na nona na numa, e tu intu me na numa na numa. Na ve kai kuna numa ni bina kaviko, e tu intu me na kai na numa kwa ni bina kaviko. Yenda na rai loma langi da sangini reza na kani da vadawa. Ge kau kwa viko pati ke yao. Mevakana yawa ni loma langi menendele ni huruvura. Sabaka kina, nanogu na numa, kina numu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The via kami kede ni singatambu, notamangu kwa iturangu ni wakitawa. Via kami ni singatambu, enayaya ni tiko na tinangu. Naneto vale singa kena na lounge open space bere chona neto store kito na nondo ndambi tiko kito re chona katu bini store we singa tambo enayaya ni na neto store na tinago na magaro tiki kito na bima dawa kito na ndanda bo kito kito na yeto na langser langa po lot vita la noa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future, story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Baba Cow night. Ngoni nini tongu nuti mbamba kao. Langono susuraki chikumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitu lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts is still the best for you. Gendo bata singa tabu maya ke to ndambi tiko. O sare bena to mangu melato hola ke sare bena mangu. Bingu ne kete kito nanda bo langa sare to nanda polo to nanda bo tunga sare to mangu. Ge buki mena to mangu nanda ndambi tiko ko sa buki mebi au. Dabo buki talo ko kanga ko bi au chei wai. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow to give. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, while we were going to come in like a kid, yes. Can I come in like a kid? When are the Kamabiko? You're going to turn over the club. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife. For that to benefit, yes. We can't have a Kamati, we can't have a Matuvali. You could say, Tikuba, get on a Matuvali, make the decision now. And worship him with truth and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler, don't allow a trunk, don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family. And life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, I begin to... We'll be right back.